Another two rounds of by-elections have been held. And with us is elections analyst Wayne Sussman to analyze those results. Welcome, Wayne.
And of course, Limpo, beat you again.
May we start with Soweto?
Correct. This happened 2 weeks ago. And obviously, Soweto is the most populous township in South Africa, a township which speaks volumes about our politics in South Africa. And this was a very interesting ward. It was a ward which included Mdeni, which is a majority Zulu-speaking area in Soweto, and then Naledi Township, which is more Sesotho and Setswana-speaking. So why an election like this is important is we're getting to see results of different language groups in the Soweto township. And we know how key Soweto has been for the ANC in all elections to its success in Johannesburg. And here you saw the ANC fall sharply from 56% in 2021 to only 34%, just over one third of the vote in a Soweto township. This is an astonishing result, Chris, and one which would really worry the ANC greatly. It's a prize in second place. For many, might have been Action SA. And this is a party which doesn't contest many by-elections. They came second with 23% of the vote, up from 19% in 2021. And they'd be really happy about this. We've often discussed parties choosing wisely which by-elections to choose. And for a party which doesn't choose many by-elections, Action SA got this one 100% in the mark because they were able to beat other key challenges in this ward, which includes Umkhonto weSizwe. Now, Umkhonto weSizwe got 22% of the vote. They were just one percentage point behind Action SA. And they would be somewhat satisfied with this, but they're slightly down from their 2024 returns when we look at the provincial ballot. And they would be upset that a party like Action SA were able to beat them for second place. Earlier, Chris, I spoke about this being a by-election in two distinct parts of Soweto. So when we break down the results, we see that Umkhonto weSizwe did not fare well in Naledi Township. They came fourth there, behind, obviously, the ANC, Action SA, and the EFF. So they would be disappointed by that they've lost ground in the Naledi part of Soweto. However, when you look at the vote share in the Mdeni part of the township, they actually beat the ANC there. They were the most popular party in Mdeni. Now, this we know that there are many parts of not just Johannesburg, but Ekurhuleni as well, and other parts of Gauteng, not so much Tshwane, which have a big number of Zulu voters. And if Umkhonto weSizwe is able to replicate results like this in Mdeni in the next election, the ANC will struggle and essentially Umkhonto weSizwe will do very well. And just the EFF were in fourth place, 1% up. So Chris, this is a very worrying result for the ANC. Yes, they keep the seat, but we are seeing, Action SA grow somewhat, the EFF grow somewhat, and Umkhonto weSizwe make a mark. This was a key one to look at.
Let's go to Durban, please, Wayne.
Correct. So this is more recent. This is also, Chris, and this is why I'm going to be like a stuck record between now and the local elections. It's not just looking at the warden's totality. It's looking at the voting districts which make up this ward. This is an historic DA seat. The DA won this ward of 56% of the vote in 2021. However, Chris, in that Umkhonto weSizwe tsunami in the 2024 elections, it wasn't just the township areas where they did well. It wasn't just the rural areas where they did well. It was in suburban seats like this one in Durban. So where is it? It's in the south of Durban. It includes areas like Yellowwood Park. It includes areas like Woodlands. It includes an area called Umhlatuzana in Chatsworth, so majority Indian-speaking area. But then also most of the voters in this ward are in an area called Montclair. And again, I said it's an historic DA area, Montclair. But what we saw in the last election was that Mkhonto Sizwe won all three of the Montclair voting districts. They were able to beat the DA. So when we break down the ward, we wanted to look very carefully what was going to transpire in Montclair. Would Mkhonto Sizwe, who only lost the seat when we look at the seats, the districts in the seat by 480 votes last year, the DA beat them by 480 votes, would Mkhonto Sizwe be able to beat the DA in the suburban seat? Well, the DA had a very good night, Chris. They won every single voting district. They won all three of those Montclair voting districts, which Mkhonto Sizwe won just over a year ago. And the DA growing from 56% to 63%. Mkhonto Sizwe were well out in second place with 22%, but they got in the high 30s the last time around, Chris, but they're still out in second place. The ANC losing more than half its support, ending on 10% of the vote, down from 22%. Rise Mzansi, who don't contest many by-elections, coming in fourth place with 3%. And the EFF support collapsing even further from 6% to only 1%. So the DA will be delighted with this result. This is one of the best results they've had. I know they've won a ward recently in the Northern Cape, but they expected to win this ward. This could have been a very tricky assignment. And the DA will be satisfied that in urban areas like Durban, voters are seeing them as the alternative here. And they'll hope to replicate this election, this result between now and the election. So that was the key. We've now dealt with the two key urban results, the one in Soweto and the one in the south of Durban.
Over to the Eastern Cape, please, Wayne.
Sure. So we haven't spoken much about the Patriotic Alliance. We're now going to speak about the Patriotic Alliance. We go to an area of the country called Kokama. This is one of the municipalities where the Patriotic Alliance did best in the 2024 election. And we had an election here a year ago. This is the area of Misgint and Krakiel Wafir in the Langkloof area of the Eastern Cape. Good farming country under the shadow of the Tsitsikamma Mountains. So this was a marginal seat, which the ANC won in a by-election in 2024. The new ward councillor sadly also passed away. And here the Patriotic Alliance achieved an historic result, Chris. They won their first ever ward in the Eastern Cape. They won their first ever by-election in the Eastern Cape. And they grew from 33% of the vote to just under 50% of the vote, winning 48% of the vote. Again, this is a ward in three parts. There is Misgint, where most of the voters are. There is the small area of Loterwater. And then there's Krakiel Rivier, an area where the DA has traditionally been strong. And the PA won this ward by really damaging the Democratic Alliance in Krakiel Rivier and reducing the ANC support there as well. So they won that ward. The ANC fell just a bit from 46% to 43%, but the DA continuing to slide in this part of the ward, falling from 21% to 9%. So when we look at those results in totality, it's clear there's been a shift in this ward from the DA to the PA, and the PA delighted that they now have a ward councillor in another part of the country.
Another provincial detour, Free State.
We go to the maize belt in the Free State, Chris. We know that for many BizNews viewers and listeners, this is very interesting, particularly around the Nampo side of the year, time of the year. And this was the township of Khotsong, the largest township in Boeterville, which is the key town here. And the ANC fell somewhat, but they were actually given a major fright, Chris, by the EFF. And as I always say, when we look at by-elections, I always say one electoral swallow doesn't make a summer. We had a by-election a few months ago in a similar part of the Free State, and you saw the EFF making some inroads. The EFF did it again here. They almost doubled their support and lost this ward by less than 100 votes, giving the ANC a real scare in a traditional ANC stronghold. So you saw the ANC fall from 54% to 50%, the EFF going from 25% to 47%, and the EFF's growth came at the expense, and you and I will speak about this in the lead up to the elections, of a local party called the Nala Community Forum. Now, the Nala Community Forum was one of the, there are a few areas of the Free State. There's a place like Ficksburg in the Setsotso municipality, of course, in the Maloti Upper Fong municipality by Putati Jaba, and a few other places in the Free State where you saw local parties really make their mark. Well, the Nala Community Forum support collapsed in this by-election from 17% to 3%. Those voters, and just stay with me for a second. When you looked at the 2021 results, it was clear that the Nala Community Forum voters, some of them came from the EFF and the other half came from the ANC in this particular ward. What we see in the by-election is that those voters who voted for the Nala Community Forum from the ANC went to the EFF in this election. So I just want to repeat that very quickly. There was a shift in 2021 from some of the voters from the ANC and the EFF to the Nala Community Forum. In the by-election, Chris, those former ANC voters certainly moved over to the EFF. So the EFF will be upset that they didn't win the ward, but they're delighted with their growth. And that is what happened in the Free State in the last round of the by-elections.
Okay, Wayne, let's go up to Limpopo.
Correct. And we know that this has been the one part of the country with the Eastern Cape. I know we just said that the ANC lost a ward, but that was in the western part of the Eastern Cape. But in the rest of the Eastern Cape, and of course Limpopo, the ANC support is really rock solid. So what happened here? We start in the Waterberg region in an area called Extension 1, which is a township right by Bela Bela. And this was an encouraging result for the EFF because the ANC's vote share fell from 71% to 60%. And the EFF growing massively again, this was last week, from 11% to 35%. So they've more than tripled their vote. And they've really established themselves in this key township in Bela Bela. What was interesting is when you go down the list, a regional party called the Better Residents Association, linked to Bushbuck Ridge, but have always had a footprint in Bela Bela. They fell, but they still finished ahead of Jacob Zuma's Mkhonto Sizwe, who only got 1% of the vote. This was the third by-election in a row in Limpopo where Mkhonto Sizwe only got 1% of the vote, which shows us that in the northern part of South Africa, they're really battling to connect with voters over there. And we're not relevant to the voters of Extension 1 in this by-election. So that's the first result, which showed some slippage for the ANC and encouraging growth for the EFF. Now, a few weeks ago, and we move now to the next ward, we had a by-election in the Sekhukhune area, if I remember correctly, in Bogalakwadi and Atok, chrome mining area. This by-election was in the same district called Sekhukhune district, but closer to the Groblersdal area. And I'm sure some of the people who watch agriculture know this part of the country well. Very good citrus there by the Olifants River. This by-election was in the Manapsani village. And here you saw, similar to the last by-election in Sekhukhune, we see the ANC support drop across the country, obviously in the Limpopo in small amounts, but in this by-election, like in the by-election last time around in Sekhukhune, the ANC's vote share actually growing from 66% to 69%. You saw the EFF decline again in the second Sekhukhune by-election in a row from 27% to 24%. And Mkhonto Sizwe in a distant third place, but they got 4% of the vote here, which is better than 1%. But again, Mkhonto Sizwe not in the running here. These areas remain ANC strongholds with the EFF coming in second place. So when we step back, Chris, we see that it was a hard round of by-elections for the ANC in the urban areas in Soweto and in not even being in the running in the south of Durban, where they're traditionally second place in that ward. We see in the Eastern Cape, the ANC losing a ward. We see them getting a major fright in Gautsong and Boeterville. However, in Limpopo, yes, they went backwards in Bela Bela, but they continue to go up in Sekhukhune. They know that they'll need many more Sekhukhune areas, results like the ones we've seen in the Sekhukhune land area in 2026. We see the PA continuing to hurt the DA and hurt the ANC in majority-colored areas in rural South Africa. The PA are continuing to be a force in our politics. You saw the Democratic Alliance do poorly in Kokama, but shoot the lights out in Etakweni, in the south of Durban. This is a very, very important result for the DA, and they will now be confident that they can do well in Etakweni next year. We saw Action SA, Chris, make a mark. Again, choosing wisely which by-elections you choose, but doing well then, that's the most important part. And then the EFF having a mixed bag. Last week, doing well in Gautsong in Boeterville, well in Extension 1 in Bela Bela, growing somewhat in Soweto. But last night, really, their support collapsed in Durban and they didn't do so well in Sekhukhune land. And Umkhonto weSizwe, again, that mixed bag of results. Yes, they're doing well in the Mdeni area of Soweto, but losing ground in Naledi, losing ground in the south of Durban compared to last year, and not really being impactful. So that's the way I would analyze the last 2 weeks of by-election.
Let's look at which elections are coming up, which by-elections.
Yeah, the most important one is going to be Mamelodi East in Tshwane. Again, because this is an urban area, a key township for the ANC. Just to remind the viewers and the listeners, Mamelodi East, when we look at the townships across Gauteng, they didn't have as much slippage in the townships of Tshwane as they did across the rest of Gauteng in the last election. And the reason for that is Umkhonto weSizwe are simply not the fact they are in Tshwane, because they're not that many Zulu-speaking voters as the rest of Gauteng. So are the ANC going to be solid? We're going to see the DA contest a township by-election, which will be interesting to see. But the EFF are expected to be the main challenger in Mamelodi on the 1st of October. Then we go, and for geeks like me, Chris, we love elections like a literal four-horse race. We go to the Kriel, the small town of Kriel in Mpumalanga, an historic ANC seat. But we contrast this with Mamelodi, and Umkhonto weSizwe loomed large. If you remember correctly, everyone focused on the stunning fall of the ANC in KwaZulu-Natal, but we must not forget what happened in Mpumalanga. In Mpumalanga in 2024, the ANC's vote share fell from 71% to only 51% of the vote. And it is because of results like the one we saw in Kriel, where the MK really hurt the ANC. And this award will be the DA versus the ANC versus the MK versus the EFF. It's going to be a four-horse race. And then the ANC will be rubbing their hands, because there will be a by-election in the rural area of Elundini, high up in the mountains of the Eastern Cape, where we expect the ANC to do incredibly well. So those are the next round of by-elections. We have a break now for the rest of September for us to enjoy Heritage Month, for us to enjoy spring, and then prepare ourselves for 1 October.
Thank you so much, Wayne, for analysing the latest by-election results for us. And I'm Christine for BizNews.